Meeting of the Mill Creek City Council to order, and we begin with the flag salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kelly Volkoff, Mayor Privet, here. Mayor Protem Holtzclaw.
Here.
Councilor Kelly.
Here.
Councilor Michelson.
Here.
Councilor Cavalieri.
Here.
Councilor Todd.
Here.
Councilor Vaughn.
Here.
Okay, first up is audience communication. Does anybody want to talk to the council tonight?
Nobody signed up yet.
Okay, going once, twice, three times. Now we're up to presentations, the Arts and Beautification Board presentation, otherwise known as the Donna Michelson Show. Take it away.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'd like to call Matt Buchanan up, our Vice Chair of our Art and Beautification Board, and also recognize two of our members in the audience, Marlene King and Lloyd Neiman. Thank you for coming down. We've all been working hard on a presentation this evening, so Matt and I are going to be the tag team tonight, right? Okay. So let's see here. First slide, Matt. You have a little clicker? Okay. So what does Mill Creek mean to you? Well, I think it means everything beautiful in our city. And I know that we all agree that we love to see aesthetically pleasing items throughout our city and beautification. So there are a few items in Mill Creek that are not beautiful. In fact, they're really aesthetically unpleasing. They're called utility boxes. And they're all over the city, and they're full of algae. And they're green, and they're not very, they're very utilitarian, but they're not very attractive. And then we have the traffic signal boxes, which, as you can see, are, I won't call them an eyesore, but they kind of are. So, Matt, we've been working on this through the Art and Beautification Board for a little while, so I'm going to defer to our Vice Chair, Matt, because he'd like to take it from there.
Well, we're all familiar with these boxes. We see them every day. Some of them are fairly obnoxious, some of them are somewhat hidden, we don't see them, but bottom line is they're everywhere and they don't always look great. And we know that we do want to enhance our city in all the ways we can. I'm sure you guys have been around the country as much as I have, but you know, when I drive up and down the coast, even in Arizona, Texas, all around, there are ways to enhance these. And that's what we want to talk about tonight, is a means of enhancing these boxes in our community. We've seen boxes such as these are in Bellevue, that obviously make a significant difference. Now, I've noticed in the various places that I've been, they're very much cultural. You're having to do with the specific area that you might be in Arizona, you're going to see very Western thematic things. You're going to see lizards and tarantulas and fun things like that, and beautiful sunsets. Up in this part of the world, you're going to see more like this, or even something like this that may speak specifically to events that take place within the communities. And all of those things are significant to the people that live there, but they're also pleasing to the eye for those who are just visiting. And so we've been talking in our board for a good while about how to come up with a way to do something like this for our community, bring about the beauty that would enhance the beauty that we live in. You know, I've heard this area described as living in an urban forest, and I think that's a pretty accurate account of who we are. It's a beautiful area to live in, and if we can get rid of some of the unsightly parts of it in a relatively easy way, I think it's something we need to take a hard look at. This is an area in Squim. Again, they've taken the Northwestern theme, but they've also incorporated some of the things that are important to their community. One of the things that, as we've talked about this, is we want to bring about a little bit of a unifying force here, where we want to go to the local artist community and talk to those folks about what they think of, how they see our community, and actually have them create the artwork that we could then put on our boxes here. So we're not only talking about something that's thematic to our area, but it's also people that have a heart for this area. that would speak to the people of the area, which I think fits quite well. The material themselves, for those of you who watch NASCAR races, you've seen their cars, they change almost by race, it seems. It's the same kind of applique put on these boxes. It's a very durable vinyl. It's going to be a lifespan of 5 to 7 years at minimum. We know we can get that much, probably more, from the various suppliers that we've talked to. They're graffiti resistant. They can be washed. They can be maintained so that if things get on them, that comes up. But you know, one of the things that I've seen, and as I've talked to other people in different areas, and I have personal experience with this, that places that have typically been areas that have been tagged, when an art community of some sort goes in and applies something of some sort of art piece on it, the tagging stops. It's just an interesting thing, but it's sort of self-monitoring in that sense. So that's another way that we can maybe address a potential other issue that we have, and that is any tagging that goes on. And as I said, they're washable, and they're professionally installed, and when the time comes, they're professionally removed. So there's a number of features about this that make it a desirable direction to go with doing these things. Down to the costs. Everything has a cost. The initial installation is about $780. I'm hoping that we're talking that as a little bit high, but it's going to be in that range for the actual artwork to be done, the digitizing, and then the actual artwork to be done, and the installation on the boxes. After that, we want to spend some money on getting the work created. So we're talking about going to four different artists, awarding, and these would be juried, going to four different artists and giving them a stipend of $200 each. And then go to the high schools and, again, jury, get one student that would come with, go away with a $300 scholarship. So, again, we're trying to get a pretty good broad selection of sources for the artwork that, again, would speak to our community. So for the five boxes, those five boxes have not been identified as yet. We don't want to just yet. We've got a number of potential locations, but for the five boxes at present, we're talking about $5,000 investment to come up with these. I think, personally, I think that's maybe a smidge high, but we shouldn't go over that. I don't really know. So that is what we're going to look at. That's what we're hoping to accomplish within our community.
Thank you.
Any questions?
If I may, thank you, Matt. Did a nice job. We've had Scott Smith go around the city. He's identified quite a few places that this would work well in. So, but we are not to that point yet. What we're looking for tonight is the council concurrence that will allow us to go forth and get some real specifics on the supplier and just let us do our work. Budgetarily speaking, our city manager, if he would be kind enough to talk about where the money would come from and how much money we have, et cetera, please.
Sure. So the art fund has $15,000 that was allocated in the budget for the current biennium. And there's most of that remains. There's about $13,680, I believe, at last reading of the financials. And they have a total of about $38,000 in the overall fund. So there are more than sufficient funds for this project.
Right. And at this point, there are no competing art projects that we would have to make a choice on. And I think with the money that you've just discussed, I think we would have money to do other things, including this. But when we were at our retreat, we talked so much about economic development and, you know, making our city stand out as a place to want to come and, you know, a beautiful city. So we've been working on this, and we're pretty excited about it, and I'm hoping with the questions and answers that maybe we can move forward and do our job. So with that, questions, if we can answer them, I hope.
I just have one. You know, in the past, they've always done these pieces of art and put them in parks or whatever. So for $5,000, is this like what you, the board, believes is the highest and best use for the money as opposed to a piece of permanent artwork?
Well, that's what I said. I think we can do both. And I think for $5,000, to have these boxes out there, and it would perpetuate. We'd have more as time comes, but as we get down to doing an art piece or a park, or, you know, we got North Point coming on board, I do believe that we still have enough money to do this and an art project.
If I could address that, Pam, I think, you know, to put a piece of art of the size of one of those boxes, so those things are like 4x8x4, to put a piece of art of any quality in a park, say, is going to cost you way more than $5,000 for one piece. And this way, we're kind of getting multiple pieces in various locations for roughly the same money. So to address the, I understand your question, and $5,000 seems like a lot, but it's for five pieces of substantial size.
Oh, I think they're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Sean?
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah, it's a nice idea. But in light of what the utilities are doing right now with it seems to be that they're burying some of them. I know around Heatherstone and out toward Seattle Hill Road from there, several of them have already been buried. Is this, are we going to wait for that to complete before we start picking potential areas to
implement this idea? Yeah.
Go ahead, Matt.
If you go Village Green, they're done with their utility work
underground.
There. And yeah, they've actually buried some of those boxes, the smaller ones. The big ones, the really big ones, are still there and they're standalone. They become perfect targets for exactly this. Mm-hmm. So you're right, but yeah, we can address that.
Yeah, and as you move down from, well, where I live, Heatherstone, toward Trillium, you can see there's a whole bunch of work going on right there. I don't really know what's going to be buried and what's going to be left. But those could be potential candidates too, and I would hesitate to identify something right away until we know what will end up being buried.
I think the projects that I'm thinking of, I can think of at least three that they're done. Sidewalks are in, grass has been relaid, they're done, and they've walked away. So so it's happening, and yeah, some of those boxes are being left.
So one more follow-on question. Sorry about that. Are we looking for something that will be more visible to people traveling up and down Bothell Everett Highway, for example?
Well, that's why we were talking about. Well, we haven't identified, and it will be up to the council to help make our decision. We will bring specific locations for items or for an area that we think would be, you know, seen by the most. But we're also talking about the traffic boxes, which was one of the slides, which would be the Bothell Everett Highway.
Okay.
And we have. Scott has received permission from the WASDOT, Washington State DOT, and the Snohomish County PUD to do these vinyl wraps.
Okay.
So we haven't identified yet, because we want, before we go forth and do good things, we need to have council concurrence. This is something that is of interest.
Okay, and there's no plan on burying those traffic signal boxes or anything?
Probably not.
Yeah, and we have assigned Scott as one of the staff liaisons with Kelly, to kind of be the intermediary with the PUD and with WASDOT, and so he's helping them to answer those exact questions of what their plans are and what's on the horizon, so we don't make that happen.
We won't be burying a brand new vinyl wrapped utility
right.
box.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Cavallari?
I guess what you just said was kind of my last question. One of my questions was, are there. Do we need approval? I'm sure we're going to need approval from PUD, and are there contractual agreements that you have to sign or anything like that? Is that all, you guys are researching all that stuff?
I haven't spoken to those folks yet. I'm assuming that there is some sort of agreement.
Yes.
There.
Scott, that's why Scott Smith will be assigned. And I know that he spoke specifically about, because all those utility boxes have numbers on them, and how we have to make sure that the numbers still show somewhere. So he's gotten to that point where they've given their blessing, but down to the specifics, I don't know.
And we would get into that if the council gave their concurrence to move forward. We haven't got to that level of work yet until the council blessed the project.
You know, as you drive around, you see plenty of these. So there's precedents out there that I'm sure that, you know, these guys know how to handle this stuff.
Well, I think it's a good idea, and aesthetically speaking, would certainly enhance the roadways as you drive up and down the roads and whatnot. I'm more of a why not kind of person on something like this. So it's a win-win for everybody.
How fast can you get it done?
I'm sorry, but it is a cool idea.
we can start, we, yeah, it's our intention to start moving.
Yeah, we just didn't want to do too much. We've spent a lot of time on this, to be honest with you, and we still have lots of other projects that we're working on. You know, we're trying to get together the art throughout the city, whether it be benches, whether it be vinyl wrap benches. We don't know yet, but we just had this one we wanted to bring forth, and then we keep going because we have a great board. It's a little short-suited right now, but we're gonna you know, do good things. So I don't know. As soon as we hear head nods or concurrence, we'll move forward.
So what do you need, bobbleheads, or this isn't a motion thing?
No, just if there's any objections, and absent that, you know, board would move forward and we would assign staff to work with them.
Are there any other comments?
I think it's great.
Mike?
Oh, your thumbs up. I think it's a great idea. I think the trick is if we can make, there's certain boxes you would love to just camouflage and have them go away. There's certain boxes you would like to say, okay, let's go ahead and feature this because up and down Bothellard Highway or certain places, it's kind of fun to have a surprise. Here's a cool thing.
Right.
And the challenge, you know, you've got a good group to do it. The challenge is to figure out something that has longevity and a kind of a surprise, but it'd be cool if it had a Mill Creek theme. I don't know what the theme is. But I think you're right that it does, if you can make it a, something that people go, that is cool, that's what you want, as opposed to, oh my goodness, they just wrapped it up because it was ugly and now it's an eyesore. Now you don't want to bring it to the forefront. So
right.
I think that's the trick, is finding the more places where you want to feature those.
That's a good point, though. I mean,
some
yeah.
Some of it's going to be location specific, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I agree.
Yeah, because I mean, I think it'd be.
Oh, there's a whole little maze of six little ones, and it's like, it just may be too cluttered to fix. You know, you may want to pick the 4x8 one that's just a good billboard for a cool piece of art. Think of it as a piece of art as opposed to try to camouflage it. That's a cool idea.
Yeah. That's what we're going to get, local artists that have the feel for the city. I think it's, and then the scholarship, I think, is a really good idea, too. Yeah.
You say local, are you targeting Mill Creek residents or in particular?
As much as possible, yes.
We would start out with a call to artists in the Mill Creek area, and if we didn't, you know, we might have to expand it to the greater Mill Creek area. We were hoping to get a Mill Creek artist. We'd like to keep the, you know, the artists, and they'd get to sign it, and so it'd be good for them, too.
Cool.
We good?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Thank
you. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you
guys for coming.
Thanks. Okay, next up is proposed cancellation of the June 14th council meeting.
City manager?
Thank you. The council discussed at the last meeting. And I think the staff interpreted that as a general concurrence to cancel the meeting, provided that there was no pressing business for that meeting. We've checked the agenda, and that would actually be helpful. We have a couple big presentations coming up, and we need sufficient time to adequately prepare for those shows. So from the staff perspective, Mayor, we have no objections to canceling the June 14th meeting if that's the will of the council.
Do you need a motion or just?
Yes.
Okay, so, Councilmember Todd.
I'm not proposing that we cancel the June 14th meeting. I would love to be here, and I'd love to get something done. I feel like we've got lots of stuff between now and the end of the year that if staff really doesn't have anything that needs to get done, okay, I don't want to come here and spend 15 minutes and go home, but I don't feel a need to cancel that meeting. What I'm missing is we used to have like a monthly planning schedule, what's coming up, but I'm seeing there's a capital improvement plan that needs to get done, probably approved or at least discussed or understood before we do a budget. There's a fire contract coming up. There's a project going on for a public works yard or something. Don't know exactly what's going on. The 35th Avenue. Just talking about our overall strategic priorities. I think there's lots of things this body could do to move forward on a lot of important initiatives. And so knowing that we only have a couple of meetings after that in July before we take August off, and then we're into the time where we're always busy and don't have enough time, I'm not anxious to cancel it. I think people are reacting to, we decided to add a special meeting for performance of a public employee on June 21st, which is great. We added that only because Councilmember Cavallari couldn't be here, and we wanted all of us to be involved in that. So we moved it from the 14th, but I don't think that's enough reason to cancel the June 14th meeting. So that's where I'm coming from. I'm not anxious to make a motion to cancel, but if I, I don't have, but again, I don't have insight into what's on the agenda. If between the mayor and the city manager said there's nothing to do, I guess I got to believe you, but I find it hard to believe. I think we got lots of stuff to do. Thanks.
And you had said, city manager, that we don't have anything for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to characterize this as we have nothing to do. I think one of the challenges, because Mill Creek has three council meetings a month, is having sufficient time to prepare good presentations. And so we have, for the June 7th meeting coming up, is the Lee Map presentation with Chief Elwin, and that will take that meeting. It's a very big report, it's in depth, it's gonna take a while to go through. And then of course, June 21st is the special meeting. On June 28th, we have scheduled the update to the council from your retreat of a proposed mission, vision, values, and goal statement. We've taken that to the staff retreat. We've taken that to the individual departments. We're now compiling that information into a document for you. And we have the communications plan. And Kelly, of course, will be presenting that. She will be out next week. And so that was one of the challenges in terms of timing and putting the presentations together. And so I certainly don't disagree with Councilmember Todd that we have a lot to do. I think one of my challenges is on the big stuff we're bringing is having sufficient time between meetings to put quality presentations together. But again, this is the will of the council, and the staff is more than happy to do whatever the council wishes. And we certainly have business we can move around and put on the 14th if that's the will of the council.
Councilmember Cavallari?
I would support canceling that meeting, especially if it gives the city manager and its staff the appropriate time to put together presentations. We're also adding a special meeting, so it's not like we're skipping around meetings. It accommodates all of us being here, so I would be in support of it. Change it got answered.
Okay.
Conversation evolved.
Brian?
Can we get an updated schedule just looking forward so we all can see what you're looking at and planning for the coming months?
I am happy to do that. I would just like to give the caveat. I probably change that a couple times a week as the business of the city moves forward. So if I can just clearly say it's like a living, breathing document on almost a daily basis, I'd be happy to do that, sure.
For me, I think it'd just be helpful, and I think this gets to part of what Councilmember Todd is referring to. Just we know there's a lot coming up. It's just seeing what your plan is to tackle that and understand that it can change as time goes forward.
Sure, and I normally keep like a three-month horizon out there of what we're planning. Sometimes directors will say, look, I don't have a piece yet, or I'm waiting on someone and I need to move it out. But that's I usually keep a 90-day horizon if that works for the council.
With this major change, it's like the communication plan wasn't ready.
Right.
You thought you were going to.
Right.
The consultant.
So, yeah, when we looked at that draft, we went back, so we need more information here, more work there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate some of the comments that people have made, and I look at one of the things we talked about doing was, I think we all recognize we've got big issues. What Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw just proposed about having some visibility that we used to have like once a month, we would say, what else do we want to have on the agenda? I just think there's a lot of stuff that maybe staff doesn't have time to prepare, but I think there's some value in us having study sessions where we just talk about things that are relevant. We don't have to have action ready to go, but just talking about it. For instance, I guess I'm concerned that on June 3rd, there was a meeting that the mayor and city manager are going to go to. We're going to hear about what the county's plans are with respect to, apparently now it's homelessness, heroin addiction, etc. I would like to hear back. I think the conduit has been set up so that it goes only to the city manager and to the mayor. We won't hear about that other than through the press, but I think that's an opportunity. June 7th, and too soon, because that's a Friday presentation you can't put in the packet, but June 17th or June 14th would be a great time for us just to have a discussion about what that means to us. Because I think we need to be cognizant of what's going on regionally. June 2nd, Sound Transit Board is gonna make a decision on the alignment, and it's a big deal for Snohomish County. this body may not choose to take any particular action with respect to that, but again, in terms of information, I think this body needs to know what's going on, because citizens look to us to understand what's going on in local government. Mill Creek has grown up. We are no longer the Woodway where we can just say, well, we're just Woodway. You know, we have decided we're going to be a regional player. Not that we need to drive things, but I need to think we need to stay engaged. And so having discussions on things, just study sessions, just the chance to sit around that table and talk about stuff is of benefit. And so even if staff doesn't have presentations for the 14th, I still think there's lots of topics that are worthy of our time. Nobody said when we took this job it was going to be 3 short meetings a month. The 3 meetings are scheduled, but we have other business to do. Now, maybe I'm over the top, but I think if we're going to do the will of the people, it involves more than just passing on ILAs that come to us. I just feel like we're not doing what we're paid to do.
And Mike, I will not be attending that meeting. The city manager, the police chief, will be representing the city. Did you turn that?
Thank you, Mayor. The city is going to always have something to look forward to in the future to discuss transportation, drug use in Snohomish County. I mean, you're always going to have that. We have a special session set up at the end of the month, and no one is doing this for the paycheck, quite frankly. It just seems to suit some of us better that have long-term scheduled vacations, and it also helps the city staff prepare their presentations for the following meeting. I don't see the harm in it. It's not a three and go, as you've stated, and I disagree with that.
Anybody else have any comments? Brian?
I'm torn because I agree there are some issues that we could discuss probably, but I'm sensitive to overburdening the staff and making sure, like the city manager said, that the bigger issues are coming, that we're adequately prepared for those. So, and if there's an agenda that we could put together to make use of some time on the 14th, I'd be open to that. I just kind of defer to the city manager whether or not there's an agenda we can put together to use some productive time that wouldn't be a big burden on your staff for the other bigger projects that you're going to be bringing to us in the next few weeks.
Well, and if I can step back for a moment aside from the 14th, I think Council Member Todd raises a good issue in terms of we don't really have work sessions, and in the city we don't have committees, and it's from a management standpoint, sometimes it's difficult to have a conversation. A lot of times we're presenting a council, and so sometimes I feel like there's a void where it'd be great to have a discussion. So, and I'm not saying you will make this decision tonight, but something to throw out for your consideration is maybe one of those council meetings wants to be driven by the council as a work session topic, not necessarily where we prepare anything, but there's a dialogue there. We can know what the topic is. So I have the right subject matter experts from the city there. And if we want to take one of the 3 council meetings a month and do that, that may help facilitate discussion, which will help make us more productive as a staff. So I think that concept is good. And again, you know, I leave it certainly up to the council. They are your meetings, and we will be here if you want us to be here. But I would throw that out if we want to take one of those meetings a month and have it in that style is certainly worth, I think, further discussion.
Okay. Down the other end? What? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
That's okay.
I'm going to speak to Mike's comments. I do, we used to have the, we all remember, to be discussed items. And it was usually stated, and quite a few times it was council driven. If I wanted to talk about something, I asked the council, I'd like to discuss this. Do I have 3 other people that think it's worthy to bring to the council? If they said, no, we don't want to talk about that, we moved on. But if there were, oh, okay, I think I'd be interested in discussing that, then it came a to be discussed item. And yes, I will agree the TVDs got moved down to the bottom of the list.
The bottom of the list.
Bottom of the list, but at least And finally, they just get taken off if it's a certain amount of time. But at least it's in our mind. It's somewhat on the forefront. I think maybe we should go back to a TBD, because right now we really don't know that you had anything specific on the June 14th meeting. It would be kind of nice to have a TBD sheet that said on June 14th, we are planning on bringing you a communication plan and an update on the retreat. But then you can come to us and say, you know, on the June 14th, I'm not ready on the communication plan because this and this and this. That's fine. And at that point, we can say, well, it doesn't look like there's anything that can be moved to June 14th. Let's go ahead and just cancel that meeting if that's where it comes to. But I don't know. I guess I would ask the council, do you want to go back to the TBD list? We all remember that.
What do you think? We're going to start, Mike asked, and certainly the city managers agreed, to start producing a list of upcoming issues. And I think that we've sort of fallen behind in doing that.
But I think this discussion is different from a TBD, because a TBD is like a to be determined, right?
I
think what we're talking about is a more affirmative setting aside one council meeting. And I may be putting words in your mouth, so please correct me, where the council says, okay, this month at this work session, we want to talk about the Snohomish County proposed tax exercise. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's enough. I'll tell you what, here's the issue. I've got something that is gnawing at me that I want to know about. I think it's wrong if I call the city manager and give her an assignment to put something on the agenda. So what we used to do, because all seven of us could do that, and we could just drive her absolutely nuts, and she's chasing some crazy thing from Mike Todd, and everybody's like, why did you spend time on that stupid thing from Mike? But we did, by publicly talking about these things, we said, you know, I think we ought to revise the sign code. Everybody else goes, oh, no, never again, don't do that. Or, yes, I think we should talk about that. It's the one chance we as a body have a chance to say this is an important topic. I think Donna's speaking to that somewhat. We used to have the first meeting of the month was a study session where we explicitly did not take action. And the second and fourth were our action meetings. We collapsed those so we could take action at any meeting, because we found there were times where we had to do things quicker. So we said we would do that. We kind of got away from this work session where we didn't have to have a big presentation, but let's sit down and talk about an issue that's upcoming, a progress report from staff, but it was casual, or a topic that we sat down around the table and talked about. I think it's just a chance for us to work better as a body instead of only taking finished product and rubber stamping, you know, great, we proved 3 ILAs tonight, we went home. I just don't think that's what we're supposed to be doing. I think we're supposed to be setting direction and policy and helping guide the city. And I'm not saying we've done anything wrong. I'm just saying there's an opportunity for us, if we're not terribly busy with other things that have to come to us, can we drive ourselves a little harder to say, let's be forward thinking on some of these. I do think that we all know this is Rebecca's first time through it, and first time through for some other folks maybe too, but we all know that last 4 months out of a biennium when we're trying to do a budget is a crazy time. And so if there's things we could do now to help us appreciate what the issues are or what decisions we're going to have to make, that could be done in a study session. We're might not making decisions, but we're just becoming more conversant and more cognizant of what's going on. It would help that budget process go more smoothly. Just worried about us running out of time.
Yeah, I don't worry about the time, and this was not an every month thing. We've been meeting at least 3 meetings a month, so this was a one-time deal, to opportunity to give staff time to catch up, and we had a third meeting on the 21st. This one, we have some very intense activities coming up, so I don't think the intent was to skirt our responsibilities. If you'd like, we can take a look and see if there's something that the council wants to discuss or something that we can move up. We don't have to do this today. We can do it on the 7th. And if there are some things that you want to discuss and the staff has the opportunity to bring things together, then we can do that. When I was on the council the first time, our third meeting or our second meeting was the study session, and where we sit down and talk. So I agree that the concept, and I certainly missed it. But so why don't we do that? We'll come back on the 7th. And if there's something particular, as you mentioned, you wanted ST3 whatever this alliance thing is, we can get some reports and see what can we do, what can we do on the 7th. Is that okay? We can put together an agenda, and staff still has time to do their the new high-quality work that we're getting.
If we just, yeah, I think it's maybe on the 7th we can kind of talk about what are the topics that we all have on our list of, gosh, whatever happened to that? These topics that are going to happen on the 3rd and the 2nd and the 3rd, we will know that, yeah, that's worth talking about. Let's come back on the 14th or not. Let's come back in July and talk about it, or let's not talk about it ever.
And we'll also have a schedule for you leading all the way through July of when we anticipate big topics. And
I think this would be helpful. I don't want you to get boxed into, uh-oh, there's not enough time to get it all done. And it just, we've been through this. This is crazy.
And again, if I can just take the 14th out of the discussion, I appreciate, you know, Councilmember Todd, the comment about having a conversation with the body as a whole, which is helpful, I think, particularly with the budget coming up, because so you correctly noted, this is my first budget with you, and even though I've done other budgets, I've done a Mill Creek budget, so some of that background, and it's Peggy's first budget. And so conversationally, you know, that would be helpful, and I'd love to explore further the idea of a work session a month, because I think it would help me help you.
Okay. So if you have some things that you think, you know, have them ready, and we'll at least those two items that he brought
sure.
up
are worth.
Is there anything else you can think of right now?
For instance, one I know that we've been, so I mentioned the public works yard. I think we keep talking about doing that sometime, and I'm just kind of interested in an update on that,
okay.
For instance. I think we've talked about having the Planning Commission, I think, was working on changing our code. We had this dream of maybe someday if things along this corridor wanted to redevelop, we were talking about setback buffers and redevelopment opportunities. I'd love to know how that's going. And those are both staff intensive, so I get it. Maybe they can't do that by the 14th. But I think those kinds of things are going on that even if we aren't to a final resolution, I think it's good to kind of keep us apprised of what's going on so that we're giving you little nudges along the way of, whoa, hold it, that got off course, or at least maybe we got off course. I thought this was going to get done this year. No, I was surprised by that on the redevelopment thing along here. I was surprised we were talking during the Planning Commission interviews. And I was surprised to hear from Stan something that was different from what I thought, Stan being the chair of our Planning Commission. I went like, oh, gosh, I'm kind of out of the loop. It felt kind of funny. I think there's just opportunities for us to stay on course on some things. I think are major visionary things, direction setting, policy kinds of issues that I thought we were off changing the development code so that something cool could happen on Mill Creek Boulevard in the future, and it sounds like that's not happening. So,
yeah, because we don't have anything to change the code to yet, right? Because we the council hasn't approved to something. So, and I think
that's a study right. session topic. What's right. our vision, and make sure we're all kind of lined up on that again.
And how to attack that vision. And I'm hearing too that if this is more of a discussion, not preparing presentations, right? Just more conversational.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to report on what you know.
Right. Sure.
Here's what we know. Here's the issues. Here's what's stopping us. Or given up on this idea. Thanks.
I would like to hear about Mark Bond's charity idea. Oh, were you going to say that? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say we can simply discuss this or what if it to death. We discussed this at last meeting of cancellation of this meeting, and if there's nothing now that you have or we have as a body or prepared as a manager, I don't see the harm in it, especially with the additional meeting. I like to attend the meetings unless I'm deathly ill. So this, I'll go with the flow, I guess. And but I would, since this is old business, I would make a motion to cancel the June 14th meeting.
Gets a second. Okay, moving on, we have the ordinance to
amend the code. Donna, that's you.
Okay. Well, Art and Beautification Board has a billet of 9 members, one of which has always been specific as a Mill Creek Garden Club representative. We haven't had a Mill Creek Garden Club member, which is normally the president, come to a meeting for a couple years. This dates way back. They kind of got busy and they are doing their garden walk. I don't know, you're friends with one of the Mill Creek Garden Club.
I don't know anybody in the Garden Club.
I thought Lila.
Okay.
I thought maybe you had some more insight about it. Anyway, short version is it's restrictive on filling our entire Art and Beautification Board by having a specific Mill Creek Garden Club member as part of our code. And specifically, since they really haven't had an interest in coming lately, talked to the Mill Creek Garden Club president today. She said about 50% are Mill Creek residents, which you have to be on the AMB board. 50% are not. We would love to have a Garden Club member on the Art and Beautification Board, and it's been put out there at their meetings that we are looking for members. So far, nobody's applied. All I'm asking for per the AMB board has asked me to bring this forth is just take that restriction off of our membership request and not make it mandatory that we have one of our members as Mill Creek Garden Club and make it an at-large position, total of 9 board members. So there's probably a couple ways it could be handled. So I talked with our city manager today. Either as a council, we can make a decision tonight and say, you know what, we don't want to have a Mill Creek Garden Club as a requirement on the AMB board. We can vote on it. Then it's codified. We have some history. If anybody comes back 5 years from now and says, hey, I thought we used to have a Garden Club member. What happened? Well, you look back and here it was a motion by the council that we did not want that restriction on our board. Or we could go to the Garden Club and ask them to give us a letter that says we really don't want to participate in the Art and Beautification Board. We have our own agenda. They're not part of a city board at all. They're a standalone entity. So we have kind of 2 choices. Whatever is the pleasure of the council, we could move forward and make it a decision tonight, or we could ask our city staff to draft a letter to the Garden Club president for their signature, and then we have something codified.
This ordinance meet your needs?
This ordinance with the red line is fine, yes. Took a quick squint at it, but it's just
we are
trying to get up to speed with our members. Not that they're clamoring the doors down, but to me, it's a housekeeping item. It either needs to be on here or off of here, but let's take care of it one way or the other.
Have you made some changes? You have something
that this one's got to solve. So, way back in history, there was an art board and there was a beautification board or something. And the beautification was more about the garden and garden club stuff. And I know when we merged those, that's one reason this is the biggest board we've got. It's because I think we took 2 groups of 7 and at the time, geez, we'll only have 9 spots, and I remember it was kind of tough to get it down to 9. And the Garden Club used to be adamant about, where's our seat? We want to be involved. Things have changed. And so what Donna's discussing is that I think times have changed. I just think it'd be smart to get them to say, officially, we give up our seat, as opposed to us taking it away from them. In case somebody in the Garden Club goes, gosh, I thought we had a guaranteed seat. Those people are always welcome to apply for the spot.
Yeah.
So I agree with where Donna wants to get to. I just thought it'd be we'd be cautious.
It's fine.
If we ask them, you know, we're talking about giving them public notice, we're going to take you guys out of this, you're still welcome to apply, but you don't have a guaranteed seat anymore. And if they said, yeah, that's great, then we feel better about doing it.
As an at-large member rather than a Garden Club member.
Because
I've been at meetings. I've been at meetings and someone's walked in and we all look at each other like,
who are you?
And they're like, I'm from Mill Creek Garden Club. I say, welcome. She says, I can be here. Well, that was a long time ago. But it's happened a couple of times where I didn't know who these people were.
Yeah.
So just as a courtesy, maybe writing a letter just to say you haven't participated as a Mill Creek Garden Club in the AMB board, we would ask that you codify that with us in a formal motion or formal letter, and take action tonight, whatever is the pleasure of the council.
We don't know. The Garden Club might have bylaws that says so-and-so was supposed to be elected to the AMB board. It'd be nice if they fix their bylaws, too. But it'd be nice if both ends of that arrangement
work. And it's supposed to be the president of the Mill Creek Garden Club, and I believe the president is only a one-year term. So we only get them for 1 year versus a three-year term, which is also problematic. As you can see, we just get entrenched in something, and then they're no longer on the board. So
if we write them a letter explaining this, do you want to give them until the first meeting in June or the fourth meeting in June?
That's fine. I don't.
Which one would you like?
I don't know. Let's see, we would get the letter out. It's the end of May already. I don't know.
Well, I think what I might suggest, if I may, is just as opposed to just sending letters, maybe calling and talking to someone in person, and then if they say, oh, yeah, that's fine, we'll draft something for them to sign for the file. I'd hate for someone just to kind of get a letter in the mail and not have a personal conversation to understand the background. If that's okay with
me. And actually, I will leave. I talked to several people today to try to get my up to speed on the history of how this came down. But I ended up talking to the president of the Mill Creek Garden Club, and I'll be more than happy to share her name and phone number with you before I leave this evening. Okay? That'd be great if that's the will of the council.
Why don't we bring this back no later than the last meeting in June for action?
Now, so this redline version was Scott Massol's reaction to my comment. Was just, it was funny English statement on the 430.020B, the words were added unless reappointed by the city council, and the unless could be interpreted that it would change the three-year term or to change the expiration date. And I just came back and said, we got three-year terms. If somebody term expires and they reapply, that's what we do in every other one. I think Scott's reaction was just, oh, let's just take that out. That phrase didn't really make sense. And then the one on page two, he had the one that was in front of us had to, let's make a choice between even and odd, and I just think even makes sense to line up with a budget requirement. And then Scott added, make sure if you're going to do this on even years, get it to city manager in time with whatever city manager says so that they don't come in on December 31st. They ought to come in on August 1st or whatever day it is. I think that's what Scott's, that's the red marks that are in front of you.
And I would just throw out for the council's consideration, one of the inconsistencies in the ordinance that I see is you have the requirement that the board members be a resident of the city of Mill Creek, but your Mill Creek Garden Club aren't residents necessarily of Mill Creek. So to the extent they come back and say, no, we want to retain our seat, I just think the council should be giving some thought to you that, and do you want to change your residency requirement for the board or not? Because we don't have to decide that tonight, but I just want to throw that out.
And as long as we're discussing this, I think on the second page on item C, the board shall develop a work program and associated budget in every even year for all forthcoming or anticipated projects involved or blah, blah, blah. So the time that I've been on the Art and Beautification Board since 1999, I don't know, I think I've seen maybe one work plan. It's not that we couldn't adhere to this, but this hasn't been something we've been doing. I might want to just talk about that for a minute. Just like tonight's presentation, we've been brainstorming and we got some more things that we want to bring forth. We serve at the will of the council. But I haven't really had a council member come forth to Donna as the council liaison and say, go forth and, you know, I get it, the council can say, we need an art project, go forth and do your work, Art and Beautification Board. That's spelled out in here. But I don't know that we have the resources or the forthright thinking to say, we need $30,000 city council budget because we're going to be doing all these projects. We don't really know right now. I don't know if that's that needs to be massaged just a little bit, because
you could always, you know, because they are an advisory board, they really do have to get approval of the council for projects they undertake
quickly.
So you could always change it. Rather than putting the onus on the board to prepare a two-year plan of work for incorporation of the budget, you could just put reference in there that funds allocated for projects have to be approved by the city council. And you could do it via budget amendment on an as-needed basis.
If we're going to change this ordinance, let's try to clean up item number C, because that isn't what we've been doing. I don't know that we want to do that, unless the council thinks we should do it, but it just hasn't been.
I am always a proponent of having the code read to practice and not something that's not going to be done.
Yeah.
So
I don't think
maybe one
work program.
Okay.
We do a lot of brainstorming, and we're still got a lot of things on the burner that we're thinking of. So budget is the budget, and if we come to you, and like our city manager spoke, how much money was in our
funds to be used.
That's the driver right there, so, and the council concurrence, so.
And in that same vein, I would just say, item D, do you want to create a legal requirement that they have to report to you, or, again, do you want that to be on an as-needed basis? Again, I don't know if your other boards come and do annual reports, or
no, not so far. I'm the reporter.
So I think it's a bigger project, and I understood from, I think Kelly may know some more about this. I think once upon a time, all the boards and commissions probably looked kind of the same, and then over a period of time, they probably all kind of migrated on their own as we've opened up one section. And I think what Masal was trying to do was make some of them match, and so maybe this is a reflection of some. It's in the park board one, for instance.
Okay.
So maybe somebody ought to go look at all of them together and say, Planning Commission, Design Review Board, Parks, Art and Beautification, do they get them all up to snuff at the same time?
I'll put my lawyer hat on with my manager hat and take a look at those for
Oh, because I like what...
It's a little confining to us. I mean, we'd never, I don't know.
Yeah, because what it says, the board shall report not less than annually to the city council. It's like, ooh, that sounds like the stuff that makes us nervous. Say that. That's why those words are in here, or maybe it's just an artifact. I don't know. It wasn't in the old one. Looks like.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have really
committed and dedicated participants on the A and B board, and from January on,
we are
busy with our art walk. For instance, I don't know that I want to task the board members to have to write up a report. And then I report on it. I don't know. It just seems a little bit too much. My board.
I think this is just one of those things where the code is old and needs to be updated and made consistent, as you referenced. So, yeah, we can, and this is not difficult. You know, these are not expansive code sections. We can get that by the last meeting in June, as the mayor referenced.
Item D. Okay.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, but thank you for allowing me to make that presentation to City Council.
Okay, next up is a consent agenda, approval of checks number 55348 through 55416 and ACH wire transfers in the amount of $1,204,791.92. Audit Committee of Council Members Bond and Kelly. Any exceptions?
No exceptions.
Okay, item F, payroll and benefit ACH payments in the amount of $286,975.70. Any exceptions?
None.
City Council meeting minutes of April 26, 2016, City Council meeting minutes of May 3rd, 2016, and City Council meeting minutes of May 10th, 2016. Do we have a motion for the consent agenda?
Made a matter.
Okay.
Reflects that we recessed at 8:35 for 10 minutes for executive session. And then that would put us at 8:45, and then it says we reconvened at 9. Do the minutes need to reflect that the meeting was we went into executive session for approximately 10 minutes at 8:35, which was subsequently, at least say, or subsequently extended. So when I read the minutes, it seems at least there's a 15-minute gap.
And that's indeed what we did. Was we came out
Hall and said, hey, we're going to extend for another 15 minutes till 9 o'clock or whatever it was.
I wasn't at the third meeting, but I was at the 10th, and the same thing is reflected in that meeting. We went into executive session for 10 minutes. We extended it several times, and we did adjourn at 8, but there was a 17-minute gap. And so it's not a big point, but it just is a matter of practice. Shouldn't we be reflecting that if we initially did set those executive sessions for 10 minutes, but then we extended them? So does it need to say for approximately 10 minutes as was set and subsequently extended?
I certainly don't think it ever hurts to be explicit in the minutes. So if you want to make that motion to amend, we can certainly amend them.
I would like to make that motion just so we have a clear record.
I'll second that if that's clear enough.
Could you just state the motion?
To me, I think it's just simply amending the minutes to reflect that where we say that we went into executive session for approximately 10 minutes, adding something to the effect of comma, which was subsequently extended. So then when we say we reconvene, and we reflect that we went into an executive session for a specified time, it was extended.
I see.
Until we ultimately reconvened and adjourned the meeting. So I don't think we need to necessarily reflect how many times, because I think at one of those meetings we did 5 minutes,
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to do it for each one. I think we just need to reflect. We went into executive session for 10 minutes and then we extended it. And then we reconvene and adjourn.
Okay.
Kelly, you have something?
I think you left it as a motion and a second. I apologize.
I've got something on April 26th. I wonder, do we want to pull these off consent because now we're discussing them, or do we want to just amend them?
Consent agenda is not with discussion.
So I would move the consent agenda items E and F only.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
So we have a consent agenda of items E and F only. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Passes unanimously.
Now we're back to discussing the items G, H, and I.
Aye, while we're at it.
Oh, I think we have a motion.
The motion for H and I was your motion.
Yeah, to amend the minutes to reflect that the executive sessions were extended.
On both of those dates,
correct.
Is that right?
Okay, do we have a second?
And to second that.
Okay, so is there any further discussion on H and I?
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Passes unanimously.
Now, item G.
Yes. On page 3 in item G, April 26th, this was the meeting where we were talking about the EMS levies. And the motion at the bottom of the page needs to have some words stricken. It says Councilmember Todd made the motion to approve, and then I want you to strike the word resolution 2016-5474. So it would read after those. The resolution number and then the word four, if you strike it, it would read in full. Councilmember Todd made a motion to approve a 50-cent permanent EMS levy for the August primary, etc. The point was we didn't approve the resolution that was in front of us because it was not the permanent one. So our direction was to approve that intent. Staff went away, and then the next week we approved 547, which was crafted to have the permanent word in there.
Kept the same one. We just kept a placeholder with that number.
Yeah, and so I checked with the city clerk, and that's her recollection as well. We just were talking about that when we made a motion just to make it change the words. So that would be my motion would be to strike the words resolution 2016-5474.
Okay.
That's a motion.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second for the correction to the April 26 minutes.
All those in
favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Abstentions? Passes unanimously. First up is reports. I attended the Economic Alliance luncheon, and Councilmember Todd was also there. I find those are excellent opportunities to make connections with potential, not only to learn, but make connections with potential investors or businesses in our city. So,
I think that's it for me. Councilmember Vaughn?
Only one report. Just want to report that May 23rd is a glorious day in the city of Mill Creek as it marks the birth of our mayor. Happy birthday, Mayor Pam.
Yesterday? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Okay, Councilmember Kelly.
No report,
ma'am. Councilmember Cavallari.
Just happy to note that Memorial Weekend is coming up and looking forward to the festivities Monday morning.
Yes, Councilmember Nicholson.
I'm looking for my list here. You'll speak to the personnel review committee.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thank you.
So, in your brown envelope, you have a blank form to fill out manually if you care to, or in your email today, second email you received, a revised one that you can actually go in and check the box or put an X on the line and then type stuff in. Either way you do it, I would love to get it by midnight on Monday, May 30th, so that I can get it done and then back out into, not, I'm going to say the packet, but not into the packet. It will be coming back to you Friday. I'm going to have a collection of that stuff, and it will be confidential back to just the council. So it's not going to go in the packet, but I want to get it done so that when you guys pick up your packets or whatever at the end of business on Friday, you can pick up the compilation of everybody's comments. Then we'll have that for our meeting on the 7th.
Yes, you're meeting at 5, I think.
Yeah, we need 5 and just check to make sure that when I jammed it all together, it kind of made sense. And so we got 1 hour from 5 till 6 for us to talk about making that make sense and any edits like that.
In executive session.
Yeah. So make sure, so number one, fill these out this weekend for an activity, or you can use Memorial Day if you'd like. And if you need to hand deliver it to me somehow, we can make arrangements for that on Monday, or drop it off here and tell me it's going to be here electronically. But I really want to get Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to work on it so I can get it back to you guys by Friday.
Question.
Yeah.
I saw the first form. I haven't opened up the second form. So we can type on that form.
It's just a Word doc. So if you just type in there, it'll just.
Okay. And then we save it.
Hmm?
And then send it to you at City of
Mill Creek.
Okay. But because you said you could
hand deliver them to you.
Oh, sorry. If you got a paper one, you can hand deliver it, or you can email it directly to me
right. As
the representative of you. And I promise I'm going to keep this all confidential, but I think we just want to have one collection place. So I'm doing that collection for our committee.
So it's easier if it's all electronic, because then you can just...
I can cut and paste instead of having to retype your stuff.
Retyping.
Yeah. And this is all under executive session material. This is our draft work while we're doing this. And so... the fact that it's emailed doesn't make it a public record. This is still draft stuff, confidential to council, so I'm going to treat it that way. It won't go anywhere else. Does that make sense to folks?
So where? Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm done. Thanks.
Where are we going to find this link?
So
Rebecca mailed it out.
I sent out an email. Yeah, and I sent out two. So it's the later one because I increased the font size and added the lines to.
Okay.
To make it a little bit easier.
If you're doing the paper one, you run out of space, go on the back. I think more comments are better than less comments. I would love it if everybody had lots of comments, because I think that helps us communicate instead of just checking the box. So don't be bashful about filling up the space or more on the back or whatever you want to do.
And then mine is in your packet.
Yeah. Which is, we can kind of use as a guide of what activities went on. That was her draft was a way for us to talk about that too. I'll just say that this, so I mentioned that Sound Transit on June 2nd is going to be making a decision on this alignment. There is a meeting at Sound Transit on this Thursday at which some people from the SCIT, the Snohomish County Coalition for Improved Transportation, is going to make an appearance and kind of remind them again that Everett's important. The mantra right now is 2033, the loop. Something else. I can't remember.
West Seattle and Ballard.
Yeah, so West, we're up against West Seattle and Ballard. We can't really fight those, but we really need to get 2033 is the date we're trying to push for. You may have seen it in the newspaper that the cities of Everett and Linwood and the county said we'll expedite our permitting process. That apparently was one of the thresholds, one of the issues that was out there. But anyway, some people are going to go down Thursday and try to make a pitch. If you have nothing better to do on Thursday afternoon, go down there and wave the flag for Snohomish County, because I have a feeling there's going to be a ton of people from West Seattle and Ballard. They will swamp the place with their initiatives. And whether you think Sound Transit 3 isn't a good idea or not, I think we just fundamentally believe that if we are at the end of the line, it can't be good. It's got to be sooner than 2041. So that's kind of the main push, is make sure that Snohomish County doesn't get forgotten the whole thing. Thanks.
Okay, City Manager?
Thank you. I just was going to hand out, Kelly, if you don't mind, the programs for the Memorial Day. And then I just wanted to recognize Joanna Lee, who's here with us tonight. She is training with Kelly, and this is one of our reorganizations where we were able to bring Joanna as a public records officer from the police department, centralize that under the office of the city clerk. And now we're expanding some opportunities. So Joanna is learning to be Kelly's backup for these meetings. So welcome. Thank you. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you very much. Audience communication. Anybody want to talk to the council? Seeing none, the city manager has requested an executive session pursuant to RCW 4230-110-1G. For the purposes of reviewing the performance of a public employee. Recommended time, 20 minutes. So we will be in executive session for 20 minutes.